Greetings and welcome to the podcast. I'm your host. It's called Prison News. Look at this. Amid overcrowding, Kentucky now is going to go ahead and reopen their private prison. Kentucky is getting back into the private prison business because state officials, oh boy, say they have nowhere else to house their surging inmate population. Justice and Public Safety Cabinet Secretary John Tilley signed a contract Thursday with CoreCivic, the Tennessee-based private corrections company formerly known as Corrections Corporation of America. Folks, if there was ever a tick, a blemish, or a blight, or a malignancy on the belly of the United States of America, it would be Corrections Corporation of America, CCA. How many times have we here talked to you about people getting hung, or trying to hang themselves, or beatings, or riots, or the food so bad that it wasn't international sanctions could almost be put on? Folks, let's get back to this. Hey, what are they going to do? Kentucky, now here's the past. You think I'm making this up? Excuse me. Kentucky had inmates in three private CoreCivic prisons as recently as 2008. Remember that, folks? But the state let those contracts expire after years of problems, including allegations of sexual abuse and prison riot. Remember, folks? Allegations? How about that one woman? And I may be crossing my wires here on this one. Excuse me. But remember that one woman who says she was a brutal female inmate? She was sexually abused by a male guard. And they said, well, they transferred the guard out, so we're not going to really admit to anything, but we're going to give, I think she won $60,000 for sexual abuse, but they didn't want to. This is what happens when you have privatized people and CoreCivic, or what they change their names now. See, they're so proud of their nastiness, they had to change their name to CoreCivic. Does that remind you of Blackwater, who were so proud of their work that they've changed their name to something you're not even supposed to talk about? Folks, they had some legislation that says if the inmates dip below 20,000 people, they're going to put the nonviolent defenders, not behind bars, but give them some help. Then they talked again about toughening the penalties for the drug dealers, all a big round-robin deal. I don't want to talk about it, but the Obama administration had directed U.S. officials to phase out certain private federal prisons following a harsh critical government audit. That was a deal. That whole thing was a snake's mess, wasn't it, folks? People, can you imagine not getting enough food? You know what I'm saying? When you go under to do your time, say you were a guy working on a construction thing and you got the wrong rebar in and the thing collapsed and killed five people during a soccer match, something like that. You've never been in trouble. Sure enough, you did the mistake. You've got to do the time for a number of years. So, okay, you cry, your wife cries. Okay, honey, I can do these 3 years on my head. I'll make it. You would expect that you wouldn't be malnourished. You would at least get the right amount of food, and the right amount of fresh air, and the right amount of soap and water to wash your clothes. I mean, you know, we're not talking about coddling prisoners here. But you know what? When you let these jackasses come in, these privatized people, like we've seen over and over again, it gets real bad. You start getting one step away from scabies outbreaks. Oh, yeah. One step away from yellow jaundice. And all the things, the homosexual, all the business, all mixed in together. The venereal disease, the gonorrhea, the syphilis, the AIDS, the hepatitis A, B, C, all these things. There's nobody in charge when that happens except one person called the bean counter. That's called the bottom line. And there's always a little bit of flag. They raise the flag, of course. And they have some, quote, spokesman to diffuse people like you're hearing right here. It's not really the person. It's the message they don't want out. Actually, they've got no beef with me. I've got no beef with them. It's the corruption of the system that the big deal is. The people themselves are just falling into a thing. Well, Tilley, he's his name. He's one of them. He says that was the only option. Remember that? Remember Tilley here when I read you this thing? Justice and Public Safety Secretary John Tilley signed a contract. He said there's no option. In other words, there's no option to take a lot of these state employees that are doing nothing, that are sitting and sharpening pencils and all this stuff. Anyway, Bible, yeah, famine, yeah, can't get enough to eat. You know, famine and not getting enough to eat is mentioned in the Bible, not just prisons. Jesus only mentioned famine twice. Oddly enough, both times was in the book of Luke. Luke 4:25, he talks about when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when there was a great famine in all the land. And then over in Luke 15:14, he talked about there arose a mighty famine in the land, he began to be in want. All right, well, the famine in the land, that's part of the what happens, a judgment on a nation. These things happen. And then the last time famine is used, it says, therefore her plague shall come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God that judgeth her. Famines sometimes are equated with judgments. Folks, take care. It's called Prison News. Be safe out there, and bye for now.